What's up? What's up, you guys? This is Chloe from Chloe Said It. I am so excited for this season of amazing content and talk to you guys. Season one is all about dating within Portland. You know, honestly, it is shown that Portland is one of the worst cities in the country for dating. Oregon Live had an article actually about pros and cons of dating here. There were actually much more cons than there were pros, obviously, between ghosting culture, indecisive women, outdoorsy men who live in their van, or men with good jobs who drink away their Fridays. But for right now, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and now it's tea time. All right, you guys, I have on today as my guest, one of my good friends, Dana Gross, who is a comedian writer. I'm so pumped that you're on today.
I'm so fucking excited.
This is going to be too good. It's too good. If you're a little fan of heart, please don't tune into this episode because it's gonna get a little wild. Let's jump in. So I remember you recently wrote a screenplay.
I did.
Please talk about it. It's too good.
Oh, my good word. I wrote a screenplay that got picked up by nobody.
Not nobody.
Me and my therapist say it's not a reflection of my work. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, but it was a screenplay that I wrote for a chance to get into this fellowship program that was actually that Kevin Hart's production studio, LOL Productions, they want Black female comic screenplay writers, and which is just great that anyone wants to, you know, is providing these opportunities for us to be out there, get our work out there. The premise, it had to be a short film, and the premise was two women, two lesbians, go on a date and pretty much take U-Haul to the next level. Hey. So they really are like this. So the start of the screenplay, they swipe on one another. I wrote in the notes that it's the more femme presenting lesbian. She swipes as she's like eating a bowl of spaghetti and like drinks a large glug of red wine. Oh, and God. Then like the camera pans over to the clock and it's 10:59 a.m. And then they swipe on one another and just kind of toss their phones thinking, you know, this isn't going to be anything. And then they both get ready in the mirror and they're both hyping themselves up in the mirror, almost like Issa Rae does. If you've watched the show Insecure, she just has that hype. She's her own hype person. And then they go on the date and they're really just kind of, you know, humble and very subtly like, oh, yeah, we're not looking for anything serious. But if you did want to have kids and if you did want to move in, like, this is where we live. And like, and then they both just kind of escalate the whole. So it's, you know, the quote unquote lesbian U-Haul experience in a short film, you know, and that's what it's about in a nutshell.
I can't wait to see that come to life. And for those listening, if you don't know, lesbian U-Hauling is 100% a thing. Dana, you know that I did that, you know, a couple years ago.
1,000%.
I was like, you know, she cool. And I call you back probably 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm so in love. Like, we're going to look for an apartment together. Like, that it didn't work out.
It didn't end up working out. Yeah. Rings were maybe picked and or purchased. Was like, and I'm single again. I'm on dating apps.
Okay, so this is kind of a two-part question. When you write your sets for your comedic bookings, do you, one, pull from your love life? And two, how has it been dating in Portland as a queer woman? So kind of do you pull and then kind of go into, you know, what the fuck does that look like?
Absolutely, I pull because being a comedian, we're all comedians in our own sense, right? It's just the level of which we're allowing ourselves to be transparent and vulnerable. And that's what makes a successful comedian. We're looking up and out. And so if I am just relaying a story about how trash a date just was with somebody, then it's going to make people laugh because they're going to relate. And so, yes, I use the people that I have dated and I joke with the people that I've dated and said, like, y'all ain't safe.
Y'all, no, your name.
However,
I might change the name, but I'm going to drag you. Trust me.
Be prepared to be dragged because you got a bad attitude and you left me on red. So
fuck all those people that leave you on red, by the way.
I'm just saying, listen, I try not to talk shit for people who just need to ghost And at the same time, I'm like, use your words.
Honestly, I think that's the biggest thing. I'm like, if you, thank you for showing me that you left me on read at the end of the day, because I don't want to be with someone that cannot like effectively, you know, communicate. Mm-hmm. Unless it's a toxic situation. I'm like, you don't deserve an explanation. I'm about to block your ass. So,
for real.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
I also feel on the flip side of things, there are, I'm thinking of a couple girls in particular that have, I'm never going to win with them. It's right. Like, as far as like responding back, they always have a response and they're always looking for more, asking more questions of why it didn't work out or why we can't see each other. Why? And I'm like, okay, bitch, no, it's a no's a no's a no.
No. And I gave you the list. I don't want you. Point blank, period. Leave it at that.
Let's go.
Now I'm getting pissed off. It was amicable before. Now you're blowing up my phone. I got a new girl already.
I already got
a new
girl.
And now she's saying, why is she blowing me up?
Exactly.
Leave me alone.
Exactly. Because, you know, one of these days, I'm going to choose violence. And,
yes. You know, I will wake up and be like, you know what? I'm going to bang over breakfast and I'm going to beat your ass later. Exactly. Listen, I'm banging over bacon.
Okay.
I'm about to fuck you up.
So yes, I do use some of the dating experiences, and I mean, God, I make a joke. One of my stand-up in some stand-up that I've written, the sets that I've written, that I date as many times as I've been married, and it's funny and sad. I just, you know, going through my second divorce during quarantine and now just dating, and it, which is great. It's funny. It makes people laugh. And then also changing the narrative around bringing like brevity to being divorced more than once. It's like, fuck it. Like, y'all have broken up. You've broken up with more than two people. So get over it. Don't just, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's fine. We're keeping it moving. And my pussy's back on the streets, so.
That's the funny thing about you, though, is, like, you went through your divorce and, you know, you've been growing so much since, like, I've met you. That's a whole other thing. But literally, I will see you for brunch one day, and I'll see you for brunch maybe, like, 2 weeks later, and you'll have all these pictures, like, happily booed up. I'm like, wait, so the brunette, and you're like, oh, no, this is a blonde one. I'm like, okay. I'm like, where do you find these people? Because,
You know, I was on, after my first divorce, I went on dating apps and it really didn't even use them. I was talking to people, wasting my goddamn time and energy.
Yeah.
And then just met people organically. I was dating men, I was dating women and having fun. And then after my most recent divorce, I thought about going on dating apps just for shits and giggles, just to get a laugh. And then I thought, you know what? You were so drained by that the first time. Yeah. Let's not do it again. And you are meeting people organically. And
I didn't know it was organic.
It's all been organic. It's all been people that I have been, who are acquaintances or people that have like stumbled into a bar and we've made a connection and then we've hung out again. And, you know, and that's how that's all happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just out here meeting bomb people. I swear to God, anytime I swipe or if it's organic, listen, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm like, I'm trying to keep my energy and vibration up because, you know, you attract what you're putting out.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't feel like I'm putting out garbage vibes, but that's exactly what I feel like I'm pulling in.
You know what? I won't disagree with you. As one of your close friends, I will say that you put out some of the fucking best energy and this, like,
you're
vibing on this high level and you've been getting some trash.
Girl.
And like, is she just up there like, oh, boo, I'm just having you experiment right now. Like, what is she doing?
Let me quickly summarize when I fell in love 2 weeks ago. I had gone to LA. I turned on my dating apps and I love dating out of town. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's a whole fresh scene.
I love a new zip code date.
In Portland, everybody knows either everyone or you know their ex. And it's just like, it's gross. It's an incestual pool. So I was in LA after a series of interesting dates. I was exhausted. The morning I flew back to Portland, I was like, I'm deleting all the apps. I can't do this anymore. I get on the plane and what feels like God, I sit down next to this man and we start talking everything. I was like, holy shit. Like, you know, maybe it was just one of those things for the plane. Yeah. He asked me to lunch.
Yes.
Okay. And
love
I...
Love at 30K feet.
Period. Love at 30K. Is that where they cruise? Is that the cruising altitude?
That's the cruising altitude.
Okay. Okay. I was kind of like, I was kind of like, oh, okay. He makes 30K a year. Is that what you're talking about? Okay. I was confused. But we go to lunch. I was being spontaneous and I was like, let's just go with the flow. I was like, you know, I'll go to lunch. Hey, you want to go with me to a wedding this weekend? And it was so cute, so fluid. We go to lunch. It felt magical. We had so much to talk about. And we talked about, you know, hating like dating culture or not dating culture, hookup culture right now and all those things. And then, you know, I picked him up for the wedding. Whole vibe had changed. Whole vibe had changed.
Yeah.
Long story short, he was uncomfortable, got so fucked up that he projectile vomited all over my car.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It wasn't love, y'all. It wasn't love.
It was not love.
You know, but I think that's what's so cool, at least my perspective, is I can almost, it's not falling in love, but I appreciate the good moments so much and can say bye as soon as it's needed. Mm-hmm. But I met a dope human, even if they end up being not so cool. But in those moments, they were really dope. They opened up. I felt like all the, you know, the feels, the butterflies. And then it was over and I could happily go along my way.
And you can say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just Marie Kondo that. You no longer serve me.
You no longer. And we haven't talked since the wedding.
Yeah.
And I intend to leave it that way. Let's call him Chad. Chad was from the name, you know, it sounds like a frat guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Chad. And he was exactly that.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, Chloe, if you want to play, what's that like game where you throw the
cornhole?
If you want to play cornhole.
White people love cornhole.
White people love that shit. I don't like yard games. Why am I tossing some shit to the grass? This is fucking weird.
Don't give me a yard game.
Don't give me no yard game. No. He was like, Chloe, just so you know, I know women like to feel like equal playing field, but I'm going to dominate your ass. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
I see where this is going. Okay. No.
All right,
no.
Brad, enjoy your next Miller Lite and let's call it a day.
Little natty ice.
Natty ice.
Sick. Sick. So are you booed up now?
Oh, good question. I am.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is booed up. So, yeah, I actually, this person is a friend from, she used to live here in Portland and then moved to New York. And then we just reconnected and totally it was like, oh, okay, I'm just like hanging out with a friend when she's a flight attendant. Would come to Portland on her layovers.
Oh, she is. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. My ex.
Your wife. Your ex-wife was a flight attendant too.
A flight attendant as well. And they got, years ago, we were all drinking far too much wine. And my ex-wife said, you know, hey, you should apply with Delta and you should go and get a job. Sure enough, she did and applied and like lives in, I mean, around the corner from where my ex-wife lived when she first started out at Delta.
What the
10
hell?
Years ago in Kew Gardens in New York. Okay. And which is just a amazing like similarity. So
she got a type, y'all. If you don't work for Southwest, Delta, or American, need not apply.
Need not apply. Let me tell you, Mama needs these bennies, and Mama needs to fly, you know, Delta One
business. She ain't flying coach.
I ain't flying coach to Boise. Are you kidding me?
First of all, what's your black ass doing in Boise?
I know better. I know.
Portland wide enough. Let's not be going to Boise.
Yeah, you catch me on a flight to Amsterdam, Madrid. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm,
yeah, she's not flying U.S. Continental.
No. Okay. I love a good airline. However, I will say that the jokes that have come from the family and the friends of just like, oh, you have a type.
Yeah. Got a type.
Let me
really
just
do.
Let me tell you, like, I'm also a Sagittarius, which for those of you listening,
I'm so sorry. If you've turned in, you can turn off the radio now. I didn't know it was Sagittarius. No.
we like to go. We like to go.
Yeah.
And go.
I love that though about you because I'm always like, hey, you want to go do this? And you're like, bag's packed. Where are we going? And I'm like, wonderful.
Tomorrow. Today. Tonight? Great.
An hour. Flight leaves an hour.
Flight leaves an hour. I've literally texted my friends with 4-hour notice to hop on a plane to London. And because the flight loads were wide open. And so I love that. Now I'm dating somebody who she's the same exact way. When she's not working, she's like, I'm down. Where are we going? And it's not just to go. I mean, like, and we're not flying to Milan and staying in the nicest place. We're like, oh, we're going to go stay like in a hostel somewhere. But you know what? We're going to have the best food made by Nona. And like, we're just going to experience people. And so that's what drew me to her. Initially, after all these years of being friends, is now getting this time that we get to have intimate moments and then explore and adventure the world and the people of the world, which is, if you get a chance to get out and travel outside of your hometown or your home state, fucking do it. Oh, yeah. People are so incredible in different parts of the world.
It's so great to get out of your own space and learn different cultures and different ways of thinking. I feel like it kind of shows you how limited you've been in your way of thinking to just what you know, when there's like a whole other world of perspectives and way of life. Like, I think everyone should travel if you get the chance.
What's like your favorite? First, two couple questions. What is your favorite travel experience with somebody that you've been dating? And then what is your worst experience that you've ever had with anyone that you've dated and traveled somewhere with?
Okay. So traveling experience. I have not really traveled much with, like, you know, plane wise with anybody that I've ever dated. That's more of a commitment than being exclusive in itself. Cause, you know, I feel like you get really pissed off. I get really pissed off. Like, we can't agree on the hotel, which food. Like, I'm fucking tired. I'm the type that we can go, like, I just went on a trip to San Francisco. I actually, you know, that was a person I was dating. I forgot about that. That was cute. It was a 2-day. I can't do anything more than 36 hours. I hate your ass. So the first day I wanted to take a nap.
Yep.
I took a 2-hour nap and then I said, fuck it. Let's watch a movie in the hotel room and order room service. They're like, I want to go out and see that you can go by yourself. Like, I don't care where we are. If I feel like having a time in, I'm going to go. But worst, you know exactly who this is. I had to drive her from Portland to where she was living in the Midwest to pick up her stuff. And to
come. Oh, my God. I forgot about this.
Yeah. So we left Portland. I bought a whole new car so she could have room for all of her stuff because it was a little too. It needed to be comfy. So we drove from Portland to L.A. It was great that way. Got huge fight in LA because I was like, you know what? I'm seeing some of my best friends I haven't seen in a long time during the pandemic, and we should extend our stay just a couple more days. And she was like, nah, I gotta see my people. Okay, first of all, we're in my newly bought car
for sure.
So we're
so have some put some respect on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you paying for gas, sis? She wasn't. So you gonna stay here? If I say we're gonna stay here.
You gonna sit and watch the Hallmark Channel with me, sis?
You gonna watch it? We'll pull over at a rest stop, and I will be watching Netflix on my phone. Can I drive? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No. So that was a 4-5 day trip. By the time we got back, I'm pretty sure I drunk called all of y'all. I need to get out of this situation. I hate her.
You were in the middle of a fucking U-Haul situation. You were like,
well, no, because it was long distance. And that was cool because I need my space and I'm super busy. And she came to visit and the fucking borders closed. And she was going out of the country. Yes. So all of a sudden, a 2-week stay turned into 3 months.
Yep.
I lost. This is pre-sobriety, FYI. Yes. If nobody knows, I am sober. Mm-hmm. I was drinking every fucking day just so I would not flip out because I woke up mad. I was unhappy. All of these things. And I knew she had to be too, but there was nothing we could do. So I was just fucked up 24/7. Needless to say, I don't really know how I feel about traveling with partners. I know it could happen at some point, but I have not had the opportunity to do so in the, like, going out of state minus driving. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So to recap for the listeners, you better be a great fucking travel partner to Chloe.
Right.
If you're going to come for her.
Right.
You better just really
come correctly.
Come correctly.
Yeah. No. So you're booed up.
I am booed up. Happily booed up.
Let me start getting into your business a little bit.
Oh,
are you monogamous?
We are.
Are you really?
Yes.
Girl, I thought you was open. That's why I talked to you.
I know, and it's just been, and like the the conversation, the things like change a little bit when I was so adamant. So getting out of my last divorce, I was just so happy dating, you know, multiple people, or not even like multiple people at one time, but just kind of just being very fluid. And then starting a new relationship, I'm like, this is great. It's that this is like my idea. And then the more that we started spending time together more, we're just like, oh yeah, we like to just nurture this. And this is great. Do we still have conversations about, I mean, we have a very open, we have great communication.
That's good.
We talk about that in some time, in some period, that might be something that we'll revisit if that's what we want to do. It's just, it's fascinating how quickly that mindset or like that conversation shifts when we just really want to spend all of our time with the two of us and our energy, put our energy in just to the two of us. So
I think having the space to have that conversation when it comes up is, it's just such a freeing moment. I mean, a lot of people act out because they don't feel like they have the space to even bring it up. Like, they might not even want to cheat, or they might not even want to step out and be, or not step out, but open the relationship. But it's just the fear of having the conversation. And I mean, if what you're feeling, you should have that openness to be like, hey, this is what I'm feeling. There might be a point where I might, you know, want to have sex with other people, you know, not right now, but it's open and on the table for whenever we feel like we
for
need
whenever.
To discuss it.
Right. Yeah. I think that for in my experience, not just dating regular people, dating flight attendants too, they are constantly in, or if you date people who interact with other interesting people on a constant basis, it's fascinating to see how many people are will choose to like, oh, I can't go and accept having a drink at a bar or going out to dinner or going on a hike with somebody else because I'm in a relationship or I'm married or I just have fun. Go have fun with people. So I found that with my former wife, we, you know, she traveled so much and she is gorgeous and she would have people and she has a great personality. And so people were attracted to that. And she would check in with me and say, hey, can I go grab a drink with so-and-so? Like, or I met somebody on the plane or I'm working with a really dope crew. And I had certain friends who were, and like my straight girlfriends, they were just like, oh, I could never have my husband or my
first of all, no one asked.
Person. First of all, no one asked you. Yeah. And that's fine if that's not what you want to do. However, this is who I choose to be with. And I'm not quote unquote letting her go out and just flander. I appreciate her beauty, her character, and how fun she is to be around. And if I try to take ownership of that just because we're married and we're together, I feel like that's taking away from who she gets to be in life. Yeah. And so we were always very much so like, take the offer. If you're at a bar somewhere and someone wants to buy you a drink and have a conversation and talk about how beautiful you are, fuck yeah. We all want to hear that all the time. And it doesn't necessarily need to come from your primary partner. So with that, now going into, you know, this relationship that I'm in now, we have extremely similar conversations about go enjoy these bodies that we get to express our beauty outwardly, and we get to have fun conversations. We get to travel. We get to meet interesting people, and you shouldn't shrink yourself because you're with somebody else, I guess is my main thing.
Yeah.
So that's really fun, and also, I think it opens it up to, and this is something that I'd love to transition into if you're
girl.
Okay. Have you? I think this is a really fun
it's
way
about to get spicy. Yeah.
I think it's a really fun way to meet people if you ever choose to do a threesome. And
Okay.
Right? Like if you trust your partner, you trust they're not leaving you for somebody else. However, do you have you introduced other people into your bedroom or into the bedroom?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. As I've gotten older, listen, there's too many moving parts. But I definitely have. Sometimes they've been a really great experience. One, I had my dude stop in tears. It was hard for him to see me with a woman because knowing that, you know, I'm queer. Mm-hmm. So he found it as like a threat, and it was sad to see me with someone. That wasn't the vibe I was looking for. But you know, I had a, what is it? I think it was a fivesome, which I don't know if that counts as an orgy.
Yeah.
A fivesome counts as an orgy.
Anything more than three. So a threesome's a threesome, but foursome is an orgy. I think, I don't know.
Crazy.
Y'all might need to do your research and come okay. for me. But yeah, so you had an orgy. Great.
That was lit. That was lit because the two, I was dating a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. So they were dating prior, but we all, you know, it was kind of like a poly situation. And then, you know, we're hanging one night and had some girls over and two of them stayed. And so it was a really cool dynamic and they were good friends of the group. And so it wasn't weird. We're all like mad sexual people anyway.
Yeah.
And my always biggest thing, my insecurity is, you know, if I were to be in a monogamous relationship right now and we decided to do that, no numbers could be exchanged. We got to be like in Vegas or somewhere.
Right.
We're not going to see her no more.
Yeah.
And we got to get that. If she needs someone's number, it's going to be mine.
Yeah.
No. You're not going to text my man. Hey, I think I left something.
No, Sarah, you were bouncing your ass up on us and we're done now.
I'm sorry. Those underwear. Okay. They can be left. They were already tossed. They were tossed.
Okay. So I have had a couple of threesomes since my divorce, and I think I'm done inviting dudes to the game.
Girl,
I'm done.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, it's just like
no.
I think like I every once in a while I'm just like some D sounds good. Let's
some
like
D.
this sounds like fun, and I think it's like even talking about it right now, I feel physically like I'm over it. I just have to breathe.
You're talking about like, threesomes or just dick and period? Like, connected to a man.
Connected to a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not there right
You're
now.
You're not there right now. No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
So after after the wedding.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Yikes. Yeah, no. No. That should have traumatized me, but... You know, it's fine. You chalk it up. There's some new D to be handled somewhere.
Somewhere. There's always new D.
Listen, you guys, if you're listening, I am dateable and respectable. I'm just a freak, okay? And I'm here trusting y'all with my information. Everyone, she's talking about monogamy. Nah, she a hoe. Listen, I'm for the streets. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a relationship. I'm super loyal. I can't say I've never cheated. I have like once or twice back in the day. But nah. But if I'm not connecting to nobody, shit, I'm gonna be out here.
Yeah.
I think it's such a negative connotation on having sex often outside of relationship with multiple people.
Oh my
which
God.
I don't know why, because if you're married, you're having sex more times than I am. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably more times than I ever have. But listen, we all got needs and I love people and the experience. Thank you for sharing that time and space and your body with me.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I don't give a shit.
Good.
We just talked about it. If you watch the L Word, then I literally am Bette Porter. I'm all my business shit. I'm on this. But then I'm also on the flip side. I'm Samantha from Sex and City. So I can handle my business, but I'm also a freak.
She a hoe.
She a classy hoe.
Let's take back hoe. I've been taking back hoe, whore, slut, all of that. It has such a negative connotation.
Right.
And the older that I get and the more divorces I go through, I realize, I'm just actually a sexual being and
sexual liberated human that feels no societal shame from that forced social construct of being like, you know, it's this and this is how it should be. Maybe for you. Sure. Yeah. Not for me right now.
So I want to know if you have.
Okay.
Do you have, you mentioned Sex and the City, Samantha from Sex and the City and the L Word. Do you have a TV show that has shaped or influenced your how you present yourself sexually in the world right now?
Ooh, like a recent show, or you just mean in general?
In general,
I mean, honestly, like Sex and City kind of was it. I mean, yes, it is an all white women cast full of privilege, and that's kind of as an adult, it's made it harder to watch.
Yes,
but still, I think just the character of Samantha, seeing that. People in the show would be rude to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. She never Never in the, she's never thought twice. This is who I am. This is what I like. I like, you know, X, Y, Z. And that's it. I'm not here existing to please what you think I should look like or what I should be. And even as like a teenager, I was kind of like, that must be so dope to carry that confidence and not give a fuck what people think. And so that's kind of the same thing that I do. If I feel like, you know, I have a connection with someone and I want to sleep with them, and then maybe I feel a connection with, a week later, with somebody else. Absolutely. Of course, having a sexual health conversation and making sure you're all good.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. It's my life. I'm creating it. And why should the conversation of some chick down the street or someone's dude, it is always a projection too, of like, one, it's either I wish I was that free to be able to do the same, or I've never experienced that way of thinking, therefore it is wrong, or all these things. So, I mean, I've been called like a hoe before to my face, and you know what I say? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Wonderful.
Am I a good person? Do I have good character? Am I making sound judgment? Am I making, you know, good judgment calls? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you don't know me. Mm-hmm. So sure. For sure. If that's what you see on the outside. Yeah. I can see why you would say that.
Totally.
But nah. Speaking of sex, I feel like you have some sexual questions.
Do
you want to get a little spicy?
I do. I want to talk. Let's talk sex. Let's talk in the bedroom. So,
okay.
I was in New York doing stand-up recently, and I very quickly pivoted from one joke to I paused for laughter, and then I this question popped in my head, and I said, "Let's talk about squirting." And the room was silent, and it was
clutch your
purse. And I said, "We really need to talk about the fact that in porn that I've watched, squirting is just this. There are a couple things going on. Squirting, the women look like they're actually having an orgasm, and and then they look like they're, you know." It's just a whole explosion of fluid. And everyone's excited. Everyone's happy. Everyone leaves the orgy happy, whatever. And recently I have, you know, within the last year or so experienced, you know, women who have squirted, and I myself have squirted, and didn't know I was a squirter, by the way, which is awesome. And I'm like, holy shit, you have to buy stock in Bed Bath & Beyond just so you can afford having a squirting lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice. And let me tell you, unless you are buying puppy pads from Amazon, which
I have never thought of that. Listen, this is a perfect time to plug Costco. I'm pretty sure you can buy sheets and bulk and puppy pads for all of your squirting fantasies.
For all of your squirting needs. No one talks about the fact that your shit can get ruined because you're trying to find the O. I mean, like, that is something that is so, so wildly overlooked that I'm like, no, can we actually have a conversation about this, fam? Because, I mean, there are needs for, I mean, like, there's someone created lube because, like... Mm-hmm. Like, a bitch was too dry. Someone created a strap-on because a bitch didn't have a dick.
Wanted some plastic, and she didn't want it to be attached to a cis male.
Exactly. Yep. So what? Who is out there creating some, like, moisture-wicking sheets?
I think that's called a mattress protector in case you wet the bed as a kid. I think you should invest in one of those so it doesn't fuck up your mattress, because I bet your mattress is stained as fuck. But
I learned really quickly, and I have a foam topper because I'm not trash. So I'm like, no, a bitch has a bad back.
You're like, no, bitch, it's spotless. So get it correct.
Yes. It's the funniest thing. So it's the funniest thing to me because it's new to me. So have you squirted before?
You know, I have. You know, I never thought I could. Uh-huh. And I was in a relationship a long time ago. And, you know, we talk openly about our sex lives from previous. I think it was more of insecurity because it definitely blew up in my face. And one of the hottest things he was talking about was a woman who could squirt. And I never had. And then, you know, I was hooking up with someone one day, and they were like, "Are you ready?" And I was like, "Ready for what?" And all of a sudden, I was like, "I'm ready for any adventure." I didn't know it was going to be that adventure. But all of a sudden, in a swift-ass movement, both ankles were lifted up, a towel was shoved under, and this just...
Yep.
Just a swift, perfect hand movement. And then,
I mean...
It happened.
Yes.
And I don't finish. I don't finish really with anybody. And I've just worked through this with my therapist. Go to therapy, y'all. And I was like, why have two people in my life only been able to make me finish? And it was actually because it's such an intimate thing to me. I don't want to give them that power to do that. But as far as squirting, I was like, this is something I can do. That is close, so close to the O.
So close.
And now I was like, I can't really, I haven't done that in a long time, but I can. Your girl can. But you got to have the right curvature.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to, it's like the tuck and pull kind of situation.
You
got to
like, hook it on in there.
Hook it. Yeah. That's really it. And you find that spot and it's like, it's a really, really fun release. Mm-hmm. It's a great climax. It's not like a mind life-changing orgasm.
Right.
But it is, it's nice.
Right. And so is like, it pee?
So
many people are, the jury is out.
I think
it's a mixture.
That's what I say too. Right. Yeah. Because sometimes it's like, and we're just going to get National Geographic in here. Sometimes it's more clear. Sometimes it's more like creamy. And so.
Ew. I know. not creamy.
You're just going to edit all this. No, leave it. Fuck it. Leave it.
She said it's heavy whipping cream up in this bitch. You could bake a cake. That's so disgusting.
It's
my bad.
Stopping. Oh yeah.
Shit.
So I'm not a fucking scientist, Chloe. I don't know.
She done research. She put under a microscope and has been analyzing.
I didn't do my research. What I researched was how to buy sheets in bulk. And I did not hit Costco's website. So Costco, if you want to be a sponsor of the
Yeah. Offer a discount for the listeners. You all can put in Chloe 123 and get your
Chloe Squirt 123.
Not yeah. Chloe Squirt. Chloe squirted a total of 5 times, 1, 2, 3 at Costco.
So you said that like there's only a couple of people who have been able to make you come. Have you have they been with men or women with a strap on?
No straps. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan.
No. Anytime I've used one, I cannot keep my composure. I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh. It also depends on the person. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're normally, you know, really reserved, timid, you know, feminine, whatever, and all of a sudden they come and like, hey, you gonna get this dick? I'm like, bitch, that ain't you. Oh, no. Put that swaggy thing away.
Put the dick away.
I cannot. I'm laughing like you thought. Let's go back to making salads with beets. I'm not into this. No. But the 2 times that I had, it was with a male partner, and then there was a female partner. But it was, I think, only twice each person. You know, someone's like, why do you like having sex if you ain't gonna finish? I mean, I still like it.
Yeah.
I'm just not, you know, I always wonder, I was like, is there something wrong with me? And I'm like, oh, this is some mental shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dudes are always like, hey, you know, I'm gonna tear it up. And then hear them talking about, hey, you know, I beat it up. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I fucked you. Yeah, I fucked you because you finished.
Absolutely.
I didn't.
Right?
No. And then I don't like giving people that power and be like, yeah. And then I'm like, I might never see you again. And if that's something so special to me, or I rarely do, I want that to be with my person.
Yep.
So.
What a beautiful, delicate way to put it. You beat it up. No, you didn't.
You didn't.
You really
no,
did.
I fucked you. So, chill. Chill. Don't text your boys because I will blast you anytime I see you out.
Oh my gosh.
I've done that. I am not. No.
I love that you aren't right now. For those of you that don't follow Chloe, please do stop. Just like stop what you're doing. Pull up your IG. Start following Chloe. Ask her to be on your close friends. She sends.
Oh, it's lit.
The
close friends list is lit.
The close friends list is so fucking lit. I love that you send your Bumble updates.
Oh, yeah. No, not Bumble. Hinge.
Hinge. Yeah. Excuse me. Your Hinge. And you just, I mean, just like. Like, oh, this person, there was a dude that you sent a picture of that was dressed as a fucking snail.
He was dressed as a full-on an outfit. He made this out of green trash bags and a blanket.
Listen, he and his mom got together and they took the fucking time. They went to Hobby Lobby. And then they took the time to fill these fucking trash bags and things and make a fucking snail costume with his face sticking out of it and then have the dumbest fucking caption.
I can't remember what it was. It was, man, it was something so fucking stupid. It was so like, dumb. Y'all need to see this. Because, you know, you talk about how shitty it is, like, dating in Portland. But, you know, people that don't live here or things like that, they don't know. So I'm going to be like, my close friends, that people on those lists, they're going to know. So any, like, weird shit that I see, I post it in close friends. This is kind of awkward for the people that thought they were on my close friends list, but they weren't.
That's fine.
I'm sorry. I just did not trust you with my dating information. Meanwhile, I'm telling you. All about on the radio. You still ain't gonna make the list. But yeah, no, I talk about it and just the weird shit people say. I had somebody, what were they talking about? What was that racist shit someone said? Oh, he was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Where are your ancestors from? This is a white man.
I missed that.
Nah, get away from me.
Oh my God.
Or someone commented that it was a picture of like my butt was very apparent. It wasn't like something crazy. And someone was like, ooh, that's a dumper for sure. It's a what?
It's a dumper.
Honestly, I forget. Amish is out here.
I love it. A dumper?
Yeah. No, he said, ooh, that's a dumper for sure. Okay.
A dumper. That's the trashiest thing I've ever heard.
But there was one that was so fucking sweet the other day. And it was like, I don't even care if we match. Who's the work of art? The picture you're standing next to are you. And I was like, okay. Oh. Okay, that's sweet. But then swipe left.
Then swipe
left. Really quickly. No, there's some really dope people. Yeah, close friends list is dope.
I love a good close friends. I love when I see that little green check and I'm like, oh, here we go.
I'm like, I am honored to be honest, Liz. Let me see all your foul shit.
And your updates with the people that you're dating, mm-hmm. like the wedding that you went to. And then you were just like, update, he projectile vomited on my car and we promptly left.
Yeah. And if he's listening to this, listen, I don't apologize because it's also my story to share as well. But I left your real name out of it and you did projectile vomit on my car. My car is getting detailed very shortly. I got it all out of the inside, but the outside, there's some pieces that, you know, they stuck a little bit. It was rough. But yeah. So, but for those who don't know shit about you, they want to follow your journey. Yes. Where the hell can we follow you?
Oh my God. I thought you'd never ask. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Instagram at Dana Lugro, DanaLugro.
Okay.
And you can follow my YouTube channel. I'm Dana Lugro on YouTube. Uh-huh. I have this during quarantine. I love to drink and I love to make cocktails. And I started making, I was like, let me just record some videos of me making cocktails and ranting, mm-hmm. and talk about it's dating funny as hell. And life. Thank you so much. And then people wanted more, so I started making more, and now I'm on TikTok as well. I'm Dana Lugro on TikTok. So,
wait, okay, so you keep saying Dana Lugro, but in the beginning I said Dana Gross, and I feel like I never get it right.
Okay, so my name is Dana Louise Gross. Okay. And so for my Instagram social meds, I shortened Louise and Gross to Lugro.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. got it. I was like, am I just not...
No, you're not fucking it up. Yeah, I'm Dana motherfucking Gross.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I do. I need to build out a website. That is, I bought the domain name danafuckinggross.com.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. So basically, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, you have some amazing things coming up. Sets in New York, LA, mm-hmm. some more radio stuff. I'm so excited. I'm so happy you came on the show. I know we left everyone listening without any edges. y'all lost
we
them
hope
all.
We snatched all y'all, all edges.
No, they were gone as soon as we got into it. I'm so stoked that you came on. I love you so much.
I love you.
We're going to take a quick break and then we are going to come back with the segment This or That and get into it with Dana, see what she would choose in this segment. Okay, we'll be right back. All right. Thank you for tuning in with us. We are back with the segment This or That with Dana Gross. This is Chloe again from Chloe Said It. All right. I got a couple questions for you and you choose which one you're going to go with.
Okay.
Okay. So first we're going to start off Issa Rae or Lena White.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And this is for it to like have sex with or kick it with or produce something with.
This is far as their work.
as far as their work.
Yeah.
I gotta go with my girl Issa.
I love Issa.
And I love you, Lena. I mean, if you ever hear this, girl, yeah. I know you're booed up now. You're wiped up.
She
however,
wiped.
You however, still hit it.
You can get it. You can she get said it. She's not into threesomes anymore, but...
However...
I will yes, join that.
Issa Rae has produced some really great shit. And also, I connect with her on a level that she started putting her shit out on YouTube. Yeah. And Diaries of an Awkward Black Girl. And then just believed in herself. And, yeah. and someone gave her some money. And she produced all of what she's done now. From Insecure to the, you know, different movies that she's done. And I'm just, that's how I see my journey, my path going. So yeah. She's on my vision board.
Okay. I kind of, I low-key knew you were going to choose her because you are very loyal to Issa. All right. All right. So in a partner, which would you rather have? A partner that chain smokes cigarettes or drinks gin from a plastic bottle?
Ooh.
And knowing you fuck with your cocktails, I was like, she ain't fucking with that plastic bottle gin.
I know.
And cigarette smells.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, cigarette smell. Like, I don't mind it, but kissing a mouth that's just smoked a little cig.
Should lick an ashtray at that point.
That's rough. And also, I think that the hangover status of somebody who drinks gin from a plastic bottle is so bad that we can't have Sunday brunch because you're barfing all morning. Yeah. Like, that's what you're committed to.
You're being Chad and projectile vomiting.
You're being a Chad. So I'm actually going to go with the ciggy smell and hope that Crest will do its magic and
you
get the test.
You may convert her to vaping. You never know. You never know.
Yes, yes.
All right, cigarettes. Okay, so this is a Portland one. Voodoo Donuts or Blue Star?
I gotta go with Blue Star.
Yeah.
Only because the creators of Blue Star, owners and creators before they sold it off, they lived in one of the buildings that I managed. And although the man, I'm not gonna say his name, is a total fucking douche lord. He is a chef. He's a notable chef. And he would make these amazing meals and bring them down to my office and flirt with me. And it was hilarious because he wouldn't get anywhere. However, he started Blue Star. And so it's like I have fond memories of him going through that. So
I personally think Voodoo is overrated.
Voodoo is overrated.
It's
also
a staple. I get it. It's like, oh my God, this is so exciting. They got a donut shaped like a dick. And they also have Cap'n Crunch. Like, I get it. A maple bacon donut, but
yes.
Listen, I get it. But Blue Star, it's actually quality ingredients. I remember I got some shit. It was like basil, lavender, clay. I don't know, something.
Yes.
It was fire.
Fire.
I don't know. I appreciate the real ingredients and also not feeling like I'm going to have a heart attack after because it's already a donut.
It's already a donut.
All right. So for a vacation, we got two options for you. Hotel, staycation, or camping.
Ooh, I love a good camp moment. Your girl loves a good camp moment. Camp Dana is a fun one. I get my friends lit or high, whatever they want. If they want to do shrooms, fuck it. Go for it. Because I'm going to watch the campsite. I'm going to make sure we have fire food. I'm a great camping buddy. If any of you want to go camping, just hit me up. And but I got to say, I love a good hotel bed. Every time I'm in a hotel bed, I sit in that bed. And I don't give a fuck if I'm in the most luxurious. I could go to Africa.
Boise.
I could go to Africa for a fucking 2-week vacation and spend half of it in a hotel room only because I love a hotel bed, even though there's so many more exciting things outside of the room.
Nah. No, I love a good hotel staycation. I mean, my son and I just went camping with some friends maybe like a month ago or whatever. And he looked at me. He was like, we going to sleep in that tent? And I was like, yeah, you know, we're camping. He was like, oh, God. So he was just like, he was already like, you know, tore up about it. Mm-hmm. And then when we left, I was like, so what did you think about your camping experience? You know, and he was like, you know, I don't want to sound bougie, but I'm really more of a hotel kind of guy.
Oh, my God.
No, dead ass. That's no. He was like, they don't have room service here. And I was like, listen, honestly, I love it because I love a good hotel.
I love a good hotel. And I love post pandemic or coming out of the tail end, I hope, of this pandemic. If y'all don't fucking tip the housekeepers and these people have had to stay open and in business and cleaning COVID rooms.
Yeah.
Y'all better be tipping.
Well, y'all, that was This or That with Dana Gross.
Oh, that was a lot less scary than I thought.
I asked you about donuts and plastic bottle gin. And your girl Issa and, you know, vacations.
Vacations.
Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I love you always very much.
I love you too.
I'm rooting for all of your good shit to come to fruition.
Yes, yes, yes.
But this is the part where I'm going to kick your ass out.
All right, girl.
All right. We will see you next time. This portion of the show, I go over a little date recap. And recently, I went on a date with a woman, actually out of town because you spice it up a little bit because there's not that many fish in this little pond of Portland. I actually met her on Hinge, beautiful, an attorney. Date one was so good. It was so good. There was great convo. We just kind of talked life and actually exes. And, you know, as us women usually do, we talk about between our past traumas, our last relationships, and what we want our future to look like within probably the first 30 minutes of a meeting. But it was all good. It was all good. She took me home and we didn't kiss or nothing, but we meet for date number two. I'm so excited. We're going to a queer comedy show. And, you know, as being the first woman that she ever dated, which is low-key a red flag for me, I took her to a queer comedy show. I thought that would make her feel comfortable, you know, kind of see there's other people like her. I don't know. But then on the way there, she told me, I almost swiped left on you because your profile said you don't do drugs. First of all, what the fuck? Second of all, I am sober. I have worked really hard to get to this point in my life. And actually in that moment, I found myself wanting to drink in order to make her feel comfortable and for me to feel like I could do this. I can date, I can be enough as long as I can't be an alcoholic because that limits me in dating. So I often think we do this in a lot of aspects in dating. We shrink ourselves to be more digestible for someone. We, you know, whether it's we want to be loud and expressive and We wanna laugh a little too loud. We wanna dance a little too hard when we go out or something. And our partner's like, hey, you need to tone it down. I don't really rock like that. Well, you don't need to be rocking with them. So I'm here to tell you to speak up if something's not sitting right. We're not shrinking ourselves anymore. We're showing up as our authentic selves. And if we were too much for someone to chew, hey, let them choke. I don't care. They should choke if they're trying to shrink someone to be. You should find someone who's a little bite-sized piece for you. And there's something out there. There's someone out there for you that will see you for you, hear you, embrace you for everything that you are. So this is our end of our time together this week. And it has been such a joy to hang and talk with you guys. But I hope you got a few laughs in and maybe a few nuggets to think on. If you want to follow along, see a little bit more about my life and my guests, you can follow me on social media. It is at Chloe Alexandra XO. And I'm just going to have a lot of content on there so you guys can kind of just see more about what I'm talking about. See my life. See, you know, just how I rock. So make sure you tune in to next week for another episode of Chloe Said It and all my love to you.